Right on. My name's Steve Montero of the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend
In My Spare Time.
All right, let's do that again.
Okay, do it. Do it.
Sorry, saying too many words. Hey, this is Steve Montero from the Buffalo Sabres, and you're listening to Legend In My Spare Time.
Legend In My Spare Time is brought to you by Planet Leisure. At 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener, Planet Leisure is Southern Ontario's new home for action figures, video games, board games, toys, puzzles, darts, boards and accessories, ping pong equipment, pool cues, and so much more, including your hard-to-find must-have nerd toys from all your favorites like Star Wars, The Simpsons, Family Guy, WWE, UFC, and so much more. And starting in January 2011, Planet Leisure hosts a monthly game night. You can join us as we play our way through all the multiplayer games you love. See website for details. That's Planet Leisure. Find them at 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener. That's the Food Basics Plaza. Or online at planetleisure.ca. 519-772-0131. And don't forget, tell them we sent you for additional savings exclusive to our listeners. Dig it.
Tonight we have a chance to say, yeah, you're right. We're too extreme. We're too wild, we're too out of control, we're too full of our own shit, or we have a chance to say, hey, fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right. Because believe me, this is the game. Start the show!
Legend In My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Like masturbation in my ears.
Ustedes están escuchando la leyenda en mi tiempo libre.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
While he was steaming, I was steaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia, and as the cash box rang I thought everything away. Ooh, there goes the dreams we used to say, there goes the times we spent away, there goes the love I had but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home, there goes you'll never leave me alone, for all the lies you told, this is what you own.
Welcome to Legend In My Spare Time, episode 40. We're getting old. 80 years of balls for the Legend In My Spare Time, boys. My name is the Rev, Matt Lees.
And my name is the Van Boss.
The Dirty Dutchman.
You know it.
Welcome. So it seems like lately all it's been is transitional periods. We are in yet another Matt Cave.
It is a beautiful Matt Cave, though.
As you, ladies and gentlemen, have heard from episode 38 and 39, recording live at Planet Leisure on Highland Road, while they are our gracious hosts and our gracious sponsors.
Good friends, like a second family.
Not the best idea to take the Legend Boys to a business, to an establishment in which one which wishes to conduct themselves professionally and earn a living for their family and their children.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it at that.
Hey, whatever.
I mean, who are we to... We should have known better.
We should have. Coulda.
We should just keep ourselves in our little home studio.
And the best part is, Matt, there's no definite end date on anything in life.
That's true.
The listeners may find us back there. They may find us back at the van basement.
Yeah.
Who knows where we're going to take this.
No, I'm not going
podcast.
Near your basement.
Oh, come on. It ain't that bad.
Tim's talked about his giant spider that hides in his basement, and I will no longer go anywhere near his basement.
You're such a wuss.
Listen, man. I'm not in for spiders, okay?
But Shelob is so nice. Like, she lives in the downstairs bathroom, and she only ever comes out if you turn on the shower, because it rattles the pipes where she sleeps. And then she comes out
just
and says,
just stop.
You are still breaking out into a sweat.
Dude, you gave me... Last time we talked about this, you gave me goosebumps. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I do.
I don't like spiders.
I'll stop.
Near your basement.
Okay, that's cool. What about the Van Boss living room?
That's fair. We could do that.
We could do the Van Boss living room.
Definitely. Well, there has been a lot of nerding going on at Van Boss's lately.
That happens. It's good times.
We've talked about it, though. We've talked about the amount of nerd board games we're playing.
Yep, board games, nerdy movies, just
dirty,
good nerd
dirty, dirty movies?
There's some dirty nerdy movies.
Dirty Nerdy Movies.
You know, I think I may have found my second calling in that title right there. I should be in the Dirty Nerdy Movie business.
Yeah, you should. Can I view the soundtrack?
Done.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll think about it after off air, because
I'm freelancing lately, yeah. A little more.
A little bit?
So I got some free time on my schedule.
That's cool. We'll book you in.
That being said, I am back recording with Mr. Jay Walsh.
And what a fine motherfucker he is.
Eh? Oh, dude. It's literally I show up because he's been playing with me now for so long that he knows the songs intuitively like I do. So he's the first guy I know that I'm able to have him tell me things and me be okay with them and not want to slap him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, maybe we should try it like this. Usually my reaction would be, why don't you shut your whore mouth?
Mm-hmm.
When it's Walsh, I'm okay with that. So
yeah. When he says, hey, let's try to put a swing feel to this verse.
That's right.
You go, okay.
Yeah. And
let's see how it goes.
So thanks to listeners like Tommy the Jock,
yep,
from Somerset, England, who donated. It's very kind of them.
Yeah, all the listeners who have donated, exactly, thus far. And remember,
that's right,
you can feel free to keep on donating.
LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, if you donate a minimum of $25, I'll send you a copy of the record when it's done.
Any so nice, folks.
Any. You know, that's nice. I won't even draw dirty things on it.
Unless they ask you to.
Unless they ask me to. Speaking of that, Joe Gross was the first person to take advantage of the Legend of My Spare Time podcast discount.
Absolutely.
And we sent him an autographed
action
hot
figure.
Hot Rod Roddy Piper. And it arrived. It took a while because Canada Post has been threatening to go on strike.
It's true.
But it arrived. And we didn't draw anything dirty on it. His request was, please don't draw anything dirty on it. It's going to sit on my desk.
That's fair.
It's an entrance grate of Roddy Piper. When you press the button on near his feet, he plays his entrance song. And it's fascinating. Joe Gross saved 15% just by mentioning the podcast. $31.50 shipped to his door.
Autographed. Authenticated.
No, I even got Dave Rage K to draw on it.
Oh, the classic co-host. You know, one co-host.
You know how hard it is to locate Dave K every time.
He is a squirrely bastard, and sometimes he's up a tree.
And even less now, because I will not be seeing him on a regular basis on Fridays.
Oh, why aren't you seeing him on a regular basis on Fridays, man?
Well, it's a funny story, Tim. It's funny you should ask. Myself and Jay Walsh, guitar player extraordinaire for the Matt Lees Band, were playing every Friday night at a local establishment, which now will remain nameless,
mm-hmm,
for reasons that shall become clear in a moment. And our good friend Dave K takes care of the bar there on evenings. Dave K is a good man. Dave K threw his boys a bone. Tried to hook us up with live music. That's right.
Give him work.
So we did a few weeks there. We got told we were great. We got told we were fantastic. People loved us.
It was good times.
Problem was there weren't very many people there.
No. The people that were there loved it.
Right.
The bar staff. Oh, they thought you guys were gods.
Right. Exactly. So, well, maybe not gods, but we used to sit with this bar staff after the bar was closed and play just to them. We had a great time doing it,
mm-hmm,
but we were no draw.
Yeah, you couldn't really fill that restaurant, bud.
Also, I had multiple people who did come tell me they didn't enjoy the pricing for drinks, etc. And if they're going to spend a Friday evening with us, they can't afford to spend that much on drinks.
Well, my big thing was I would get there. You guys wouldn't go on until, what, 10 o'clock?
Right.
The late night menu at said establishment ended at 9 o'clock. So I could get there. The drinks would be stupid high.
No food.
No food.
Right.
And usually I'm getting there, what, after my band practice with Vegas?
Yeah.
So I'm starving. Got a few drinks in me already.
It felt like everything was against us, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it didn't quite add up.
And then there was a few times where it got canceled, and that's fine. These things happen. I can understand
that. People get apprehensive.
Yeah. So we get to a Thursday night. I get a text message from Dave K. And it says, how do you feel about playing Friday by yourself?
Oh.
And I said, terrible. Why do you ask? Now, let me just quickly reiterate. I have no problem with Dave K on this. I know he's purely the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just the he's just the admiral in this sense, and the emperor's given him his orders. So I basically say, I don't want to play by myself. Why do you ask? And he says, well, the owner doesn't want to use Jay Walsh anymore. Owner says Jay Walsh is too loud. So the deal is, it's just you. Money goes down or nothing.
Oh, so you weren't even going to get Walsh's money for this.
No, which, to be honest, would have made me feel even worse because there's no way I'm going to cut Jay out and keep his portion.
Yeah, true, but...
But...
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want the money to go down, so now they want me to play the entire night by myself and take a pay cut.
That's not cool.
No, so they've already, at this establishment, because of our drawing capability, they've already taken away the capability of free food.
Yeah.
So that's gone out the window already because we weren't drawing enough people.
Which, by the way, for the folks that aren't in the scene, when you play a restaurant gig, whether it's dinner hour or not, it's kind of an unwritten part of the rider to get at least, you know, a plate of nachos or something right at your halftime.
Yeah, and yeah, not, you know, so whatever. I thought we played well. I mean, I think the owner of the establishment was upset that we didn't draw. However, he didn't really help us draw. I don't think for that kind of money it's the band's job to go out and make posters and make flyers because we're not making enough money.
Well, that's not like you were throwing a show kind of a gig. That's the kind of gig that my band wants to be playing more of.
It's a residency.
Yeah, you show up and you entertain the people that are already there.
Right, and then every week people know you're at that establishment. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I think said establishment should maybe put a little bit into it and say, hey, every Friday I've got these guys. Don't tell me I'm great and then invest nothing in us.
All it takes is a sidewalk sign, man. Just a piece of chalkboard on the side of the street saying, every Friday, the Matt Lees Band, come check it. Put it out during lunch when the people are downtown.
So I told Dave K I didn't like the way this whole thing made me feel and I'd rather just not do it.
Well, it's good that you don't do things that make you feel
dirty. I felt dirty.
Yeah, so that's not your land to play in.
No, that's fair. So I got out of that. So that's you know, like I said, I'm not doing anything for other people anymore, so... Jay Walsh and I are going to use that time to record and get the album finished a little faster.
Damn time.
Yeah. And, you know, at this time, we've got to say special thanks to Jay Walsh for getting right back on. And he's wholeheartedly invested in this project and couldn't be happier or more gracious.
He's the man.
Oh, he is the man. Jay Walsh is the man. And if you don't know Jay Walsh, shame on yourselves. Look back for a previous episode called Knights of the Round Table and you'll hear.
That's right.
You'll hear Jay Walsh. A different version of Jay Walsh, because Jay Walsh is many months sober. I don't think he would mind me saying.
No.
So he hasn't had a drink in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, it's a completely different world. He is a fan. He always was a great human being.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's just so much easier to be around.
As we've all come to know of our social circles recently, getting saucy every now and then, great thing.
That's true.
Getting saucy at the wrong time. Oh,
that's true. I guess we can't really go through without at least briefly addressing it. Let's just say that post episode 38 and 39, neither myself nor the Dirty Dutchman have heard from
a single piece of communication.
Messages have gone unanswered. There have been no phone calls. There have been no visits, even to my place of work, Planet Leisure.
Yeah,
did Highland he replace Road the West, beer? And that is mere blocks from his house, as you heard last time he walked there. But I know I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to get into trash talking.
No, the point of the matter is that
we haven't heard from him.
Yeah,
even though we did agree that every Tuesday was podcast night.
Yeah, my cell phone is blank right now.
Mine as well, yeah. And we'll just leave that at that.
That's cool.
You know, here we are.
That's off the checklist now.
So I should tell you a road rage story that we never really got to. It was Saturday, April the 5th. I know that because I had just gotten back with Tara, her little brother, and her father. We went to Toronto to see the WWE live.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Extreme Limousine, 519-568-1347. You're going to talk to Big Love. You're going to tell him Legend in My Spare Time sent you. He's going to give you a fantastic deal. Check this out, Tim. $90 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Flat. That's it.
Really?
It's your wedding night. Hey, I need a limo for my wedding night. $90 an hour.
That's prom.
Prom. $90 an hour. Do some math. Prom. If it's your prom night and you want to rent a limousine, it's $90 an hour. How many friends do you need? Come on. It's like a dime each if you get enough kids in there.
Yeah.
Okay? So part of the tale.
10-person party right there.
Yeah, pre-Road Rage, part of the story I want to tell is, I want to tell the story because it actually paints him in a positive light. It paints Extreme Limousine in a positive light. Cool. We're on the way to the Rico Coliseum for the wrestling, and we get a flat tire. So, Big Love pulls over. He gets out and he says, "Don't worry, I'll get this. Got a flat tire, I'll take care of it." No word of a lie, Tim, we were back on the road within 15 minutes on our way back to the Rico Coliseum. 15 minutes, I know, because I timed it.
That's some NASCAR shit right there.
I didn't time it because I didn't believe in him. I timed it because I was like, oh, we need to have time to take the young kid through the merchandise tables. There's always a really big lineup.
Yeah.
15 minutes back on the road on our way to wrestling.
I love when people can stick to a schedule.
I love him. I love him so much. And then one of the greatest experiences of my life is, once the match was almost over, I texted him and said, "Hey, man, we're almost done." He said, "I'll pick you up in front." So this was Saturday, the 5th, which was the day we had. It wasn't April 5th, obviously. No. It was February the 5th.
I was going to say.
I said April before. But February.
February 5th.
And on February 5th, we here in Ontario, Canada, had a huge snowstorm.
It was pretty bad for even for Canadian standards.
Yeah. So we took our cars to a local restaurant, had the limousine pick us up there, surprising the little brother and her father. They had no idea we were going in a limo.
Oh.
So anyway, by the time we get back, there's a huge snowstorm. So our car is pretty much buried. And according to the friends in Iowa, I drive a go-kart. So it's completely, thoroughly buried in the snow. It's freezing cold. We clear the car out. It takes us about 10 minutes to get out of the parking lot. This restaurant is at the top of the street here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Montana's. So it's literally probably a five-minute drive, not even.
Less than.
From here. So we finally get out of the parking lot. We're making our way down the street and bombing up behind us. And let me just ask you this. How many lanes is the road that you drove up here to get?
That'd be two. One one-way, right, one the other way.
Okay. So the snow is insane. And I'll admit, our car is poor at best in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a few minutes away. We're just trying to get home. This red truck bombs up behind us and, you know, is just riding our ass completely. Decides that it would be best for him to go around us. Around us. Cuts in front of us so closely that he throws piles of snow up over our windshield. Hard enough that it pushes the car off. Tara's driving at this point. Pushes the car off the road a little bit.
Jesus
Christ. And he just guns away. So then we continue to drive home. Lo and behold, he parks three doors down from where we are sitting at this moment.
Oh, sweet.
At the home of somebody that I went to high school with.
Really?
So, now this isn't me at all, but I got out of the car and I started strutting towards the guy's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Big stupid red truck is parked in the driveway. We tried to take a picture of the license plate, but there was snow all over it.
So you knocked the snow off, but anyway.
Well, what happened was, before I can get there, he sees me through the door. I just kind of look at him. I realize he's bigger than me. He's bald. He's got a leather jacket on. I'm like, uh-oh.
He's bad news bears if you try to push it, but...
So then he looks out the door, and I'm like, "That was some really unsafe driving, man." "Wow, look at me, huh? Big tough guy."
Yeah.
He's like, "What?" I was like, "That was some really unsafe driving. You pretty much ran us off the road." "Yeah? Well, that's two lanes back there." I'm like, no, that's one lane each direction. There's no way those are two lanes. "Yeah? Well, how about you perform a circle check? Clear off your headlights. Clear off your license plate. How about you get some fucking winter tires in that car, huh? Have a good night." Goes back inside.
People are dicks.
And I'm just shell-shocked, and I'm like, that means it's okay to run us off the road? And he just looks at me. He pushes the door open again. And he's like, "Two lanes. Go check it. Have a good night." Goes back inside.
Okay, Matt. That actually, I've got a couple stories for you to segue into that then.
Okay.
The
range of emotions I had, though. Here's one. Piss on his truck.
Oh, that's a good starting point.
I saw a couple little kids inside the door. So then I thought, maybe I'll just be like, "Oh, that's how you drive with your kids in the car, asshole?" Other thought is,
"Oh, that cuts deep, man." That...
Well, because he was driving like a dick. He had his kids in the car.
Yeah.
Well, so then I figured, hey, how about I just clear off the license plate and take a picture?
Yep.
But then I'm like, this guy might want to fight me, and what the fuck am I going to do?
Because
it's over the point now where I went to wrestling and I have adrenaline. Yeah. I don't have Big Love with me, because if I would have had Big Love with me, I would have been like, I just would have pointed at that bald motherfucker. Big Love would have been like, "What's wrong, baby?" Like, that guy ran me and Tara off the road, and then he said, "Have a good night," in a really arrogant manner. I'll go talk to him. And he would have handled it. Leather boots and all, man. Big Love would have taken care of it, but I was alone. So I walked home.
Well, no one can fault you for that, Matt. I mean, you did the right thing. You called a douchebag on being a douche.
Yes.
That's the minimum standard you can do.
Yes.
The first story that I want to get in on that is, if you want to do your revenge thing, I'm not advocating this. I'm not naming any names. But we know people who in their heyday may have gone off on a multi-thousand car tire slashing spree over the course of their summer in their youth.
Hmm.
They had a whole art form down to it. There are different ways they could carve into the tires and make things hiss. They kept that Uniroyal plant up over here in business for years.
Well,
and it was vigilantism at its best.
Problem is, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the truck since.
Oh.
I emailed the friend who lived there, who I haven't talked to in many, many moons.
Long enough that the email would come as a shock.
Yeah, and here I was just like, hey, man, I drove by your house. I saw this really awesome red truck in your driveway. Whose is that by chance? He had no idea.
Yeah.
So either that or he put two and two together because the guy was like, I ran this fucking go-kart off the street. He was like, yo, I think Matt drives a go-kart. But he was in the wrong. He got away with it. It's too late to do anything about it. And I still think about it sometimes.
Yeah, no, stuff like that's supposed to make you mad. Like one of the driving stories I've got that makes me furious is the time that I almost died going up the highway to work. I was working in Guelph at the time, and it was around this time of the year. It was late February. Mm-hmm. I was in the middle lane of the 401, three-lane highway, 400 series highway, nice and fast. And I was in my old Blazer, Betty. So,
Betty.
Middle lane, 6 in the morning, on my way into Guelph to go open up the camera store. Truck's on either side of me. I can't get out. I've just got to keep on ball hauling. Little minivan in front of me. I see its roof kind of compressed. Yeah, like you see, you know when you see like vapors in the air on a hood of a car on a hot day do that?
Yeah.
I saw that happen with the dead of the snow. And the next thing I know, a giant slab of ice and snow just lifts right off in front of me. I've got maybe 3 car lengths in front of me and this car, and there's trucks on either side. Uh-huh. I've got nothing I can do. Giant sheet of ice and snow breaks in half. One half goes into the westbound lanes. So full on flies into the other traffic that I have no idea is coming. Mm-hmm. The other half, straight at me. Punctures a hole through my windshield. Like literally, if I'm staring at you right now across the table here, Matt.
Yes.
My hand going about a foot and a half above and to the right of my face is where the snow punctured through, about the size of a football. And just plowed through my windshield. The entire car just stops working. Like things are flashing on the dashboard. The engine's starting to rev down. Yeah, I'm trying to keep my shit together because snow and ice and glass and everything's everywhere in the car. My leather jacket's cut up, and I'm trying to get the license plate of this fucking minivan in front of me, and I'm honking my horn. The truck's starting to slow back down. And long and short of it, eventually I give up on trying to see through the hole in my cracked windshield, my punctured windshield, trying to get the license information from this douchebag, cocksucking motherfucker who doesn't have the common decency to scrape off the roof of his vehicle once, just once in the entire season would have took care of that shit. But he didn't, because he feels too entitled to not have to clean his own shit off.
So you almost died.
I literally almost died. I could have died that day. If the airbag had deployed, it would have knocked me out, and then I would have probably careened into the trucks. If the ice had moved like a few inches to the left during its trajectory, it would have taken my head clean off. If my girlfriend at the time, little Angela, the Nazi from your place of work that I was dating at the time, had been in the passenger seat, she would have been impaled by the glass in the ice. So
terrifying.
So my public service announcement to the people out there, if it's snowing where you are right now, pause this episode, get your ice scraper, and go clean off your fucking vehicles.
Fair enough. But don't drive like an asshole.
As well, don't drive like an asshole.
Yes. I gave you background music there. What did you think?
I loved it. That was perfect.
All right, you're welcome. Even though you didn't say thank you, but you're welcome.
I was in the middle of the story. I thank you now.
No, that's fair. That's okay. I understand. Let's not have a fight this week.
Well, there's no need to fight.
Let's be friends.
Why can't we be friends?
No.
Speaking of friends, what do friends do? But they play games. They hang out. What's new in your gaming life there, Matt Lees?
That was the worst segue ever.
Hey, shut up. I tried.
Okay. What's new in the gaming world, you ask?
Yep.
I answer that with only this. It's brand new on the PlayStation Network. It's something that I've been waiting for 20 long years. Something that almost makes up for the steaming pile of shit that was released on the Nintendo many years ago. It is Back to the Future, the game. And I gotta say, the first load when you get the video and you get to almost brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, Matty.
I'm telling you, it was late at night down here. And I played through the entire first level with gleeful goosebumps, tears in my eyes, as I began the brand new adventure of Marty McFly and Dr. Emmett Brown. And I'll tell you something, Tim. It's delightful.
Absolutely worth every penny.
It's like one of those old school Leisure Suit Larry games.
Okay, or like the Monkey Island stuff.
Yes. Essentially, where you have to like pick your path.
Yeah.
So the opening of the game is actually scene for scene from the film. Mm-hmm. So you're basically having the conversation he had during the movie.
Yeah.
I won't spoil anything because it's really, really story based. I don't want to spoil anything.
Download the demos.
It's great. It's amazing. And the end of the demo, without giving anything away, is essentially the DeLorean arriving.
Bitchin'.
So you finish the last task of this piece, this portion. And you hear the familiar three sonic booms. You run outside. There's a DeLorean with the ice. You know, just like it does in the first movie when you first see the DeLorean travel back. It's covered in ice. And right as Marty reaches for the door, it says, end of demo. I am a huge Back to the Future fag.
Yeah.
We've talked many times, I'm sure.
Yep.
We've talked about my obsession with the rides, the ride at Universal. The amount of times I spent watching this film, these films, and waiting for a video game that doesn't suck balls.
That does it justice.
And by God, they did it. Don't know. How much have you played?
I've only played the demo. I haven't gotten a chance to actually buy it yet.
Well, the story's pretty good. The story could have been another film. I mean.
Yeah. And like you said, there's more to come.
Yeah.
There's more to come.
Five chapters.
Episodic. I love it when developers do that.
I love it when a plan comes together.
That
was my cartoon villain.
Yeah.
I love it when a plan comes together. That was even different.
Are you quoting any specific cartoon or just any of them from back when we were kids?
No, just making it up.
Okay, cool.
I'll get you, Gadget. How's that one?
That was tight.
Yes, Gadget. Me and my little pussy. We're going to kill you. Wait, let me see if I can do that any better.
Yeah.
Gadget. Wait. Hello. 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 Gadget. It's me, Claw. Can you let me out of the cage? I won't try to kill you again. I promise. I miss my kitty. Can you do an Inspector Gadget impression?
No, man. I'm bad at impressions.
Oh, I'm really bad at impressions.
What's that?
I'm really bad at impressions.
You did a good claw right there. So
it's Gadget, it's me. That's pretty good. What else can I do? I can't really do it. I'm not good at impressions.
We both need to practice that.
No, maybe we don't. There's a lot of other motherfuckers out there doing impressions.
You know what? You're right. If you're not innately good at it, don't try.
That's right. We'll just stick to it's me, Gadget. I like that cartoon a lot.
Yeah.
This year, there's a lot of Thundercats toys coming out.
Yeah, Thundercats has come back in a big way recently.
Yes, there's been previews of all the toys at the toy expos, at the toy fair in New York. And speaking of that, I hypothesize to you, Tim Van Boss, that we have visitors from Iowa this summer.
Yep.
Being Eric from Misinformation Podcast and Dana, local artiste, also guest of Misinformation Podcast. They want to travel up here to the lovely land of Canada.
Yeah, hey, man, we gonna come up there north up there. Yeah, man, see you guys. What's up?
They don't talk like that at all.
No.
But they want to come all the way up here and visit us. And they want to travel with us to Toronto to go to Fan Expo.
Sweet.
So he's already said he would off mic, but let me get him on mic. You're in for Fan Expo. August 25th to 28th are the dates of Fan Expo.
Damn straight I am.
You also said that Eric could sleep on your couch.
That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
I've got a big couch. You're welcome to it.
That's what she said.
I'll even get it clean before you show up.
Oh, right, because of the blood spatter.
Yeah, the blood spatter. Yeah, that's what we're talking about getting clean from.
Have we talked on this about the blood spatter yet?
I think we have, but if we haven't, just quick story for the folks at home.
Yeah, I'm sitting playing a board game at Tim's house, trying to save myself from hordes of zombies, and Tim drops this knowledge on me.
Yeah, so when I bought my house, had the whole place cleaned, as you would, and I brought up a large two-piece sofa from one of the places we rent out back home on the farm that was just left there by old tenants. Looked clean enough, looked decent enough, big, reasonably normal, cleaned up. The carpet cleaning guys come out. I'm just sitting in the backyard at this point. So I got good news and I got bad news for you, the foreman says to me. The good news is I underquoted you by about $300 for cleaning that couch. It's way older than I thought. So right. You're saving a lot of money. The bad news is I can't get the blood out. So I said, what the fuck?
Blood.
So, yeah, so I put on a little plastic booties over my shoes, walk through the sopping wet carpet that is the house as it's being cleaned. And you only see it when it's truly soaking wet, Matt. But in this giant sectional sofa and matching ottoman, giant black swaths worked into it of what can only be blood, not organic anymore, just stained. So this means this couch has got to be like 30 or 40 years old that I've got in my house. That was either A, in a sugar shack out in the bush where hunters may have cleaned a deer on it.
Uh-huh.
That would explain that volume of blood.
Or more likely,
a whole fucking family of people got killed.
On your couch?
Yeah, that I sit on every day.
I'm not coming to your house anymore, man. You got the giant arachnid in the basement.
Shelob, yes.
You've got the friggin' Alfred Hitchcock couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's things living in your bedroom.
No, there's nothing living in the bedroom. It's all dead.
Yeah, like little tiny fucking under-the-sea creatures.
What the fuck are you talking about? There's no mermaid people in my
Like crabs, apartment. You know? Under the sea.
Under the sea. You see, you should just go for a direct better. Where is joke. It
wetter?
Take it from me.
I was insinuating that you have crabs, Gadget.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, I don't have crabs. But yeah, so that's the story on my ridiculous blood swab. Nope, that's clean too.
Oh.
No, I'm actually clean bill of health.
Oh. That's
you
nice.
See that whole dating a steady chick and her being awesome and clean as well.
That's true.
Regulates itself.
And she still hasn't left you for a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Not yet.
Gotta say, as selfish as it may sound, it would not be a bad thing for the show if your chick packed you in for a Maple Leaf.
Dude, I couldn't falter. How am I supposed to compete with a 21-year-old making a 7-figure income?
It's true.
I got nothing.
Only way you're making a 7-figure income is if you lose 7 of your fingers working at the farm.
But don't...
That was bad, wasn't it?
It was, but the listeners knew where it was coming from.
What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean?
You know what I'm getting at.
No, I don't. Explain yourself.
I'm saying you've got a bad track record at spontaneous jokes like that. So as soon as they heard it coming. Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's more appropriate.
Game over.
But it's not game over. We're still rocking. So that's the story on my couch. And yes, you boys are more than welcome to crash at my place when they come up for Fan Expo.
Luckily, they don't listen to this, so they won't hear.
Eh, whatever.
So
yeah, I get to tell them when they're drunk, and they're like, no.
Yes. Now, let's see. See, they don't have very much announced for Fan Expo, but I'm also going to attend Toronto Comic Con, which you're welcome to come to with me, because being part of Planet Leisure, 519-772-0131, we get dealer passes for this thing.
Fucking A.
So we get to hang out. We get to chill. I'm going to read you some names. You tell me how badly you'd like to meet them.
On a scale of 1 to 5. Got it.
Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
Some of them I don't really know that well. I'm going to skip over the ones I know we both won't know. Okay?
Okay.
So, appearing Saturday only, Billy D. Williams.
Oh, that's a solid four right there.
All right. Now, how much would you pay for him for a photo with him?
Well, I actually, our buddy Wiseman saw him 2 years ago, and for $80, Billy D. Williams signed a can of Colt 45.
$80.
$80.
See, the economy's down. I think he's going to be less this year.
I hope so. That's a lot of money to sign a beer.
I don't know if I would pay more than like 20. I mean, I don't really care that much. Speaking of paying only 20 and not caring that much, Ray Park, the actor who played Darth Maul.
Oh, you see, I liked him in his other stuff, too. I liked him as Toad in the X-Men series.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
He's also in Fanboys.
Yep, and he's a big martial arts geek like I am, so I'd give a solid 3.5.
So how much did you pay to have your picture with him?
That I'd pay $30.
Really?
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah, just so I can hang it at the dojo.
See, I wouldn't, again, I wouldn't pay, but I'm not interested.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the martial arts bond, I probably wouldn't.
Would you ask him to play with your balls?
No.
Okay. Peter Mayhew, who played... Who in Star Wars? Peter Mayhew. Give you a clue. He may be over 7 feet tall.
Oh, good old Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew will be there. He's a big boy. I think I'd like to have my picture with him. Mm-hmm. I think I'd throw $30 to have a picture with him.
$30 for that one?
Yeah.
That's understandable. You see, 30 is a good round number for this kind of thing because it's not so much. You're not jerking them off for it, but
it's true. But I have a feeling they're all going to be more than this.
Oh, of course they are. They're not coming out for free, man.
What I would love is to be able to have them all do like a. And you're listening to Legend in my spare time. I have a feeling that won't be on their list, though.
It's worth trying, man.
Yeah, it's true. The actor who played Boba Fett in Star Wars 5, 6. Three.
Okay.
I don't know why they wrote it that weird. He played Boba Fett. Jeremy Bullock. Who gives a shit?
It'd be worth it for a photo op. I wouldn't pay for it.
Nobody's going to look at the photo and be like, oh, that's
you have to put. You got to put a footnote on it.
Yeah. See, if you need a footnote, don't pay to have your picture taken. How about that?
Solid rule.
Speaking of that, Daniel Logan, who played Boba Fett Jr. in Star Wars 2, The Act of the Clones. Not interested.
It'd be good for a laugh, but
yeah, we've got some comic artists, but neither of us are really big comic guys. I really enjoy comic art and characters, but now, sorry, I got sidetracked. I got excited because here's somebody I would pay for a picture. I would probably value a picture with this guy at $50.
Okay.
For an autographed picture of me and this motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one of the most hung individuals in Hollywood, allegedly. Dustin Diamond, a.k.a. Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, fuck yes.
Tell me you walk into Planet Leisure, you see a picture of me and Screech on the wall. You're not like, fuck yeah.
You see, that's how you would solidify that you are at the home for nerds.
That's right. Me and Dustin Diamond, arm around, thumbs up. Like, because you know I got to do the cheesy thumbs up.
The only way it would get better is if you brought him a DVD or a Blu-ray copy of Showgirls and got him going, yeah, I work with that dumb slut.
Nice. Nice. Thinking of speaking of getting things signed, what would you pay? Would you hang out with Dustin Diamond?
Fuck yeah. There's no way I wouldn't hang out with Dustin Diamond, man.
Maybe we can get him on the podcast. I'm sure he's not doing anything. I'll tell you what, we'll take Big Love down here in Extreme Limousine.
Yep.
We'll be like, listen, bro, we got a limo. Let's go get some dinner on us.
Yeah.
We'll get him on the podcast.
Get him on the podcast. We got to probably take him out to a titty bar because he's a giant pervert.
All right.
That's cool. We'll take him to Jillian's.
In a limo.
In a limo. How big pimping is that? In a limo with Screech at his titty bar.
We'll buy him Swiss Chalet and be like, welcome to Canada.
Get him some proper smokes and beer.
That's right. Also in attendance for this fine event, somebody that I honestly will enjoy to meet. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, there's...
Now point that microphone you have there at the Million Dollar Man there in the ring. Very gently press the button below his feet there.
I see the button. Hold on.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's got a price. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. I cannot wait to meet this fine young man. Fine old man, I guess.
Old balls.
Here I have his book, Ted DiBiase, The Million Dollar Man. I'm going to get him to sign that. And that'll be available for sale at Planet Leisure.
Sweet.
Also, You don't care about wrestling, huh? You told me that you think all wrestling fans are stupid.
I never said that. Why are you putting words in my mouth?
Which I thought was a mean thing to say about people, but, you know, you live and learn, my friend.
Listeners, don't believe Matt. He's being a douche.
Speaking of...
We've had a lot of fun at wrestling events recently.
Speaking of putting things in your mouth, Jake Lloyd, the actor from Star Wars Episode 1 who played Darth Vader, the man who played Anakin Skywalker, I should say, essentially the man responsible for ruining everything we grew up loving, Tim. Jake Lloyd. I'd like to slap him.
See, now my ulcer woke up. Why you gotta tell me that shit?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you could probably get close enough to slap him.
Oh, I would do the jail time for assaulting him.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Justin Bieber. Also in attendance will be WWE wrestler Tatanka. Very excited. Also, former WWE TNA WCW wrestler Rhino, who, I kid you not, was at Bobby O'Brien's watching the pay-per-view on Sunday afternoon.
Bullshit.
Sunday evening. I swear to you, he was in Kitchener at an independent wrestling show. And he wound up at Bobby O'Brien's a few tables down from myself and my friends watching the WWE.
That's awesome. Did you say hi to him?
No, apparently he's not the kind of guy you say hi to.
No. I remember the shit that he did in the ring to people, so I'm not surprised by that.
No, you don't.
No, I remember Rhino.
Do you?
Yeah, because remember I had my years way back when I was a fucking teenager and swept up by all the testosterone, fucking, yeah, smashing shit, breaking shit.
You've been enjoying wrestling lately, though, like you said.
Yeah, the nostalgia's back. It's good times.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of good times, how's your mom?
My mom's actually doing all right. Her arthritis medicine is doing its job for her rheumatoid. She's taking care of the chickens.
Fair enough. So, yeah, I'm looking through the guests. You know, from the guests I see from previous years at Fan Expo, I'd love to get a picture with Dean Stockwell.
Yeah.
You know who Dean Stockwell is?
Isn't that Data?
No.
All the nerds that are listening to this are like, you fucking asshole.
Who's Dean Stockwell? Isn't that Data? Dean Stockwell is from Quantum Leap.
Oh.
Brent Spiner is Data.
That's it.
For shame, sir.
Well, I never watched either show, really, so.
You're a bad person, and now the babies are upset.
That's fair.
You're terrible. Tonight's episode is brought to you by, as always, Planet Leisure.
Mm-hmm. Home for all your geek gear. Darts, billiards, board games, and puzzles.
Starting very soon, video games of all kinds. And a special order list for comic books. If you want to get your comics through us, you can do so. 519-772-0131. Did I say that too fast?
Maybe a little bit.
519-772-0131. Tell them Legend in My Spare Time sent you. You get 15% off your deal. Anything you want, 15% off. Take my daughter, 15%.
That's a pretty good rate for your daughter.
Yeah, we were charging more, but your mom lowballed the market.
It's true.
Hey, we have Tim Hortons.
And it's the time roll up the rim.
The time when they do roll up the rim. So far, I'm 0 for 5.
I'm 2 for 5.
2 for 5?
2 for 5. I got a coffee and a donut I got yesterday.
So, what we're talking about is you roll up the rim on your Tim Hortons coffee cup and there are prizes underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, because mine once again says, please play again.
Yeah, and I'm a slow coffee drinker, so I've still got like half my coffee left.
I never win. Never.
No?
I don't want to go as far as to say fuck you, Tim Hortons, because that would only be blasphemy.
Yeah, no. They're a staple of the Canadian economy.
But I haven't won shit from Roll Up the Rim.
Well, you know they say lucky in love, unlucky in life. Your girlfriend's awesome.
So that's it? I get nothing else, you think?
Probably.
Okay, I can handle that. I mean, hell, I could be you.
Oh.
I didn't mean that. I meant to say I'm...
It could be Brent Spiner.
It's true. Brent Spiner, sir, you should be so lucky.
He's got an album out, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've used it on the podcast.
Yeah.
We've used it on the podcast. You know, mm-hmm. What can you say? What can I do?
You can just be you. Just
don't,
be you.
Don't rhyme what I say.
It came out. That's I can't gay. Control it.
It's not okay. Not today or any day. Don't rhyme what I say. Hey, hey.
So everybody in your in your houses and in your lives and your friendships, I want you to go to your nearest singer-songwriter and just punch them in the mouth. Because they all share trades with this douchebag.
Oh, that's cute. And for the rest of you, I want you to go up to the next desperation-soaked bass player that you know and kick him in his balls. Kick him right in his balls.
That's fair.
And that being said, if you see a djembe player...
Oh.
Never mind. Let's leave that alone.
I thought, yeah. So awkward.
So very awkward.
Speaking of awkward. I forgot where I was going to go with that. Wow. I realized I was about to broach a subject that's off limits.
Oh, welcome to internet radio.
Yep.
Speaking of, never mind. I forgot what I was going
to
say.
No, I knew what I was going to say, but I wasn't supposed to say it.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
I could blow up a building.
You lay down ground rules and I almost crossed it. So I behaved myself.
It was
let the record show.
Was this about not discussing our previous episode?
This is about not discussing a previous episode.
Fair enough. If I asked you to not discuss it, then we shall not discuss it.
Damn straight.
Even if I do not remember the
reason. You have no idea what I'm talking about, but no. Just be glad that I'm not talking about what I was almost going to talk about, because you'd be like, dude, I told you not to talk about that.
It's me, Gadget. Can you keep a secret?
Could you imagine if Gadget went crazy and he could just hear Claw all the time in his brain? Go, Gadget, car.
Faggot.
Instead of use the force, Luke would be like,
you're a douche, Gadget.
Maybe that's why Matt Broderick isn't doing anything lately.
Oh, don't speak up. Don't speak that name here. He married a horse. He's partially responsible for Sex and the City too. We shall not discuss him.
But he was so good back in the day.
Ferris Bueller, he is no more.
But he was even good in Broadway.
Did you see the
singing,
play?
The dancing,
did you see,
and the stuff.
Did you see the play?
On DVD.
That's not Broadway.
I've never been out of the country, man. I've been a farmer my entire life. I don't travel. I don't take vacations.
Hey, man, I ain't never been down out of your big city there, man. Shit.
Yeah, no, seriously. The longest drive I've ever taken in one direction was 6 hours to go to Montreal.
I'm going to go see a play, mama.
Yeah, I did. It was good times.
You went to Montreal.
I did.
Is that where you got herpes?
Nope, that'd be where I had a lot of awesome beer and good times with a lady friend.
Oh, lady friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh, pretty lady. Awesome lady friend.
Speaking of lady friend, this one time in no, I can't tell that story, but the police told me not to.
You see, good. We're both respecting the restraining orders that are on the mouths with this.
Restraining order on the mouth?
Yep.
Hey, boy, we're putting a restraining order on your mouth. Sometimes we put it on people's asses. You. Putting it on your mouth.
What are you talking about, Tim? You're embarrassing yourself.
Yep, but that's par for the course.
Par for the course. So what do you think of Spock and Kirk on the wall over there?
Spock and Kirk? They look like they belong.
Wall decals. Mm-hmm. Available at Planet Leisure.
I figured about a year from now, this is going to be just 1 hour-long advertising segment for Planet Leisure.
Planet Leisure. They sell stuff. You buy stuff. Very good.
It makes you happier, makes your penis bigger, and also does your taxes. Everything at Planet Leisure.
We don't do your taxes, and we do not guarantee that we'll make your penis bigger. But we do sell toys and shit.
Yep.
So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Yep.
Jesus, do you have any points? Do you have any? We've been through all my things. We talked about how I almost got murdered.
We talked about my car accident a couple years ago that almost killed me.
Yeah, we talked about the disgusting spider in your basement.
Yep. She's been there almost as long as I have.
We talked about your Dexter couch.
Yep. Talked about my girlfriend that might leave me for Maple Leaf because she has an awesome job in Toronto.
That's true. I've been watching How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Tara and I were always a few years behind on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like to pick up the DVD series when they drop to like $20 a season.
Yeah, and just mow down on it, just binge.
We've powered 3-4 seasons of Big Bang Theory. We've now powered 3 full seasons of How I Met Your Mother.
Wow.
It's the only way. I can't watch television on television anymore.
No,
because I do not have the patience to wait 7 days for another episode.
I know. I'm the same way. That's why I'm digging Netflix so much, man. Let's talk about Netflix.
Oh, let's suck Netflix's dick a
little
bit.
Let's suck Netflix's dick.
I love Netflix.
Me too.
What have you watched lately? I watched Cropsy, that crazy documentary I made you watch.
Yeah, you made me watch that, and Burton came over, and he was like, dude, I've got a 2-year-old daughter. This is freaking me the fuck out.
What is he doing? Remember we watched Kick-Ass with Burton?
Yeah.
And when Nick Cage shoots his dog in the beginning, he's like, what is he doing to that little girl, man? What?
Boom! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
See, at least she was wearing a vest, not like that thing you made me watch where that Asian man's head exploded at the beginning.
All my lovely foreign cinema.
You're so weird. Tim watches some weird shit. Hey, Tim.
I'm not a fan of mainstream media.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
What are you watching? Oh, I'm just watching. This is a fan-made show that's a tribute to the Legend of Zelda games.
Yeah, the nerds out there would know it as Legend of Neil, and the final season has been up on air, and I just finally caught on to it.
What's wrong with you? That's a very strange show.
It is.
It's disturbing.
For the listeners at home, a gentleman happens to manage to wake his way into the Legend of Zelda games, takes over the role of Link, but it's all adult-themed humor and all that. He ends up wanking it and fucking the fairy that gives you the extra life and stuff.
Yeah, the way you get healed is the fairy fucks you.
Or sometimes she gives him a handy.
Tim, what's wrong with you?
I don't write these shows. I just think they're funny.
You have a lady now.
I do.
You have a responsibility to be respectable.
I am. That's why that kind of shit doesn't get put on the computer or the TV when she's around.
But when I'm around, it's fine?
Yeah, because you're just you.
I'm easily disturbed, sir.
Yeah, but you should be able to suck it up.
No. Have you watched Red Dwarf yet, the show I told you to watch?
I watched 2 episodes Netflix. That. Yeah.
One and two?
One and two.
What'd you think?
I dig it.
Do you have a trouble understanding them?
Not at all.
What?
No, I don't have any trouble with
them. They have a Liverpool accent.
So?
What do you think of the opening episode? Tell me the story.
The opening episode, we watched.
Tell me the basic synopsis.
No, we watched the opening episode when you were around.
So you have no idea what the synopsis is?
No.
You're an asshole.
No, because I've been busy watching Farscape, catching up on that.
Yep, I still love
the mega
Netflix.
Nerd.
Here's my problem with Netflix.
Yep.
I wish you could have multiple profiles when you log in.
Yeah.
Because now you have the suggested for you.
Yeah, and the suggestions for you are different from the suggestions for the lady friend.
Right. So we've been both using Netflix, and now our suggestions are all over the place.
Same here, man. Like, Sabrina's big into, like, the deep sea underwater documentaries right. about the coral reefs and crazy shit with, like, four eyes in the deep seas. I like action and sci-fi and all that weird shit.
Yeah, I can't imagine what your Netflix list looks like.
It's all over the fucking place.
See, Tara loves her some romance movies.
Oh, yeah. Like Love Actually.
Yeah.
And,
I love me some Notebook. 21 Jump Street.
Mm-hmm. You a little retro?
I'm a little retro. That being said, I wanted to take heed with you because you dissed Matlock the other day. And what the hell do you have against Matlock, you douchebag?
It's another one of those shows that I've never seen a point in watching. It's Matlock.
Yeah. What exactly might that mean, Tim?
It means it's Matlock. I've never bothered to watch it.
Matlock is awesome.
I'll look into it when I'm done with Farscape.
You'll look into it.
Yeah, it's in my agenda. No, fuck you.
Matlock is amazing. You
don't decide my schedule. You're not the boss of me.
Look over there.
Yeah.
Look over there on the DVD shelf. Look for M.
M on the DVDs.
Look at that. Look, he's looking.
Oh, look at that. I see between The Matrix and The Mighty Ducks is the Matlock. All four seasons.
Well, there's more than that. We just don't have them.
Okay. Well, four seasons right there.
Yeah. And no, you can't.
Because
you had my Kick-Ass for 6 months.
I did not have it for that long. I had it for like a month and a half.
You knew how sensitive I was to lending things out. And
yeah.
You just hung on to my net. And then when I took it back, I took it. And you said, oh, hey, I was going to rip that.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, rip it out of my ass, Tim. You had a month and a half.
That's grody.
You have plenty of time sitting around being lazy.
Sitting around being lazy. Asshole, that's right. Do you know how often I'm actually at home?
No.
Yeah.
No,
maybe long enough to sleep 5 hours a night. A little bit longer than that sometimes on the weekend, but not much.
Listen.
Fuck you.
You're taking this a little personally?
Yeah, because you're bringing the personnel.
You're disturbing the women in the office, and this is why we have to let you go at this point.
Well, while I don't agree with your decision, I've got to respect it. I'm also going to smash this table and say something anti-Semitic on the way out.
Fair enough. That's fine with me. What else have I been watching on Netflix? Till Death. You know, Till Death to Us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. It's gone from Netflix right now. I can't find it recently.
Yeah, they cycle through sometimes, and it makes me sad.
Well, why would they cycle through TV seasons? That shouldn't be allowed. Movies, okay.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, they see what's got the most hits. Yeah, they'll keep paying that company for that one, but they'll let the other stuff go.
Yeah, but I was halfway through a season of Till Death, and they just stopped putting it up.
Because
couldn't
your
they send
viewership,
me a message saying, hey man, this might be gone soon, get watching?
No, because you
what
see...
What happens to Till Death Season 2, Tim?
Dude, Netflix is like 10 guys in an office with a lot of computers. They don't care about you.
Well, they should. I pay them $8 a month, Tim. What happens to Eddie and family until Death Season 2, Tim?
I don't know.
See, you can't answer that question. And why isn't Star Trek on there, Tim?
Probably expensive as all balls. That's what. That's the reason.
Well, I guarantee you
it's like Farscape's on there. Farscape's cheap.
Well, I started to watch Battlestar Galactica also on Netflix. Battlestar Galactica can suck my dick.
The originals or the current?
The original.
Yeah, the original sucked.
It had Face in it from the A-Team.
Yep.
So I was like, all right. 5 minutes in, game over.
Yeah, no, the original Battlestar Galactica was really hard to watch. That's why they were like the hardcore nerds back in the day.
Right.
These, like the Battlestar that's been out now, you know, it's mainstream TV. I enjoyed it. I thoroughly loved my Battlestar. I didn't bother getting into Caprica, the spinoff to it, the angel to the Buffy that was Battlestar.
Yeah, you're a super nerd.
Shut up.
Well, you are.
Actually, no, yeah, I'm taking back my shut up. I am a super nerd.
You play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yep.
You play Magic cards.
Yes, I do.
You're going to host a Magic card night at Planet Leisure.
Yeah, hopefully on Sunday nights. That way we can call it S&M, Sunday Night Magic. Hey, I'm doing your advertising for you. Shut up.
It's not for me, Tim. I shall be playing no Magic cards.
Well, doing it for your place of employment.
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
Don't work for Planet Leisure.
Oh, you don't? You're not a part of the extended family of Planet Leisure?
I'm part of the family. I'm just not getting a paycheck. It's different.
Not yet. What did we talk about? Nothing we can talk about here, but don't be ignorant.
I look forward to the future of Planet
Leisure. Wipe up the beer you spilled.
You got the wrong co-host.
Yeah. There is a reason. There are many reasons that we no longer record at Planet Leisure. Listen to episode 38 and 39 for that answer.
Quit beating a dead horse.
It's true, but... Yep. The horse is dead. It's like a post-donkey show horse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what that means.
Yeah.
I
didn't think you did.
We are soon approaching the WrestleMania party.
Yeah.
That none of you were invited to.
But if you were there, you'd have an awesome time.
Here's why. Costume theme.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a costume to get in.
Costume contest.
So everyone's costume dressing contest. Up as their favorite wrestler or a wrestler of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Leon from Planet Leisure is going to provide a board game for the grand prize winner. Everyone will vote, and the winner will take home the board game.
Sweet.
We shall all drink chicken wings. We shall all eat chicken wings and spicy food and pizza, and we shall drink beer. We shall watch WrestleMania. Perhaps we'll have a little pool. Mm-hmm. We'll all throw in a couple bucks and bet on the wrestling for fun.
And a good time will be had by
yes.
all.
And yep. all, most, many are invited. Few are invited. There are a few invited. You'll hear from. Don't call us. We'll call you if you're. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be invited, we're going to call you.
You probably already know by the time this goes up if you've been invited. So pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Be glad and get on your costume preparation.
Right. Because
apparently Leon brings the thunder when it comes to the costumes.
Dude, consistently, he's done a Jack Nicholson era Joker. Mind blowing. He did Hulk Hogan. Amazing. He did Ric Flair. They're all great.
Yeah.
Leon is not messing around, sir.
Nice.
So don't think you're going to come and just do a little bit of half-assed work. Don't think just because if you're an 11-year-old boy, you're going to come in and look cute and win. Baby. This is rock and roll. This is game time. We may have the entrance parade in which I will prepare all the wrestling music, and you might have to enter the room in your costume, quote, your character also, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. There'll be points for style, accuracy. I don't know if that's actually true, but there should be. Treat it like the Olympics.
Oh, and rig it?
Yep.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, mostly.
Sexiest girl wins?
That could be a tough fight.
Do you want to give a hint as to who your character may be at this costume party?
No, I'm not giving anything away. I've had it set from the moment this came up. I've got it locked down.
Okay. So what you will see soon, ladies and gentlemen, is the wonder that is the WrestleMania party hosted by myself, legend in my spare time, costume party. It'll be all over Blogspot, which is our blog site.
Yep.
But we don't do very much there.
That's a shame. We should get on that, really.
Don't tell me what to do.
Somebody should. I'm not telling you have to. It's a suggestion.
You want
to
fight about it?
No, because I respect you as an individual, and to challenge you to combat is foolish and childish.
All right, then, fine. But you will see pictures from the Legend in My Spare Time WrestleMania party. Maybe we'll have a contest and allow a local listener to win their way into the party. Maybe. You never know.
Hey, that'd be cool if it happened.
You never know. So, anything to close with? We're finished here. We're done.
Finished? We're done? Well, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yes. The background music is skipping. Do you hear this?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything.
Nice.
You see, that reminds me of what we should have played when we played the Invaders from Outer Space game. The Martian spinoff of the zombie game.
Well, I was disappointed by the Invasion from Outer Space soundtrack.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as carnival folky as it should have been.
Not nearly as much. Okay, let's close with this.
Okay.
It's been a cold day. I'm just kidding. Thank you for tuning into Legend in My Spare Time. My name is the Rev Matt Lees.
My name is the Dirty Dutchman Van Boss.
Be nice to each other. Be excellent to each other.
Stay saucy.
Stay saucy, San Diego. Legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to contact us, if you'd like to donate to the Matt Lees Band. Oh, it's skipping again. Don't forget, if you donate more than $25, I'll send you a copy of the record. My name is Matt Lees. He's Tim Van Boss. Please get the fuck off of our podcast. Anything else?
Nope.
Tell them you love them.
I do love you.
That's gay. You don't even know them.
I love everybody.
Homo.
Sometimes humping is helping.
Have your pets sprayed or neutered? Don't fuck Dutch people?
No, fuck Dutch people. They're awesome.
I don't know if I believe you. Your girlfriend told me you're hung like an infant.
She was lying.
Fair enough. Goodbye, everyone.
Motherfucker.
Back of the end of a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had. But did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had. But at that time it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make
it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder here at the end of the episode. If you would like to help me and my band, the egotistically maniacally named Matt Lees Band, if you'd like to help us in the studio finish our debut record entitled Two Sides to Every Hero, it's really easy to do it. All you got to do is send an email to legendinmypodcast@gmail.com and you can PayPal us any amount. Anything that you can afford to spare helps us because we are getting closer and closer every week. I'm in the studio with my guitar player, Jay Walsh, Mr. Walsh, to all of you. And we are almost finished. So, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Any amount helps. But remember, if you send more than $25, I'll personally mail you a copy of the record when it's finished. I might even scribble my name on it for you. So, any amount helps. We appreciate it at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. $25 or more, I'll send you a personal copy of the album when we're finished. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. It's the Rev Matt Lees saying, so long, suckers.